This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, guys, let's have this conversation. And John, I think you have questions. I really don't have answers. I'd love for you to welcome all factions of the Red Wing fan base to the table.
So there's a certain amount of fans for the Detroit Red Wings, but especially of Steve Yzerman, that he can do no wrong. We call them Yzerbots because they just parrot anything he says, defend anything he says. And I'm curious because the conversation we had yesterday was, all right, he had moved on from players, had cleared salary cap, had $17 million, whether it was trade, whether it was free agency, that we felt yesterday at the opening of free agency that there would be a trade, or a signing. We were hoping for two. We ended up getting four. But none of them were, I would say, of much substance. Mm-hmm. And so just to recap where we are, and I may need you to help me with some of these names.
Okay.
The two forwards. John Leonard, we'll start with him.
That's an easy one.
26 years old, so he's nice and young. But last year had his best year of hockey in the AHL.
Yes.
And I know that those are three different letters than we're used to saying, the NHL.
It's not the NHL.
So I don't know that we're necessarily expecting a big impact from him.
No, he may play bottom of the roster or in the minors.
And these are all one-year deals. So another one-year deal by James Van Riemsdyk?
James Van Riemsdyk.
Riemsdyk.
He was the number two pick in the Kane draft. You may remember that as the 07 draft.
Right.
We are in the year 2025.
Right. He's 36. Another one-year $1 million. So he took care of the forwards.
He's basically going to sub in the Tarasenko role.
Yep. And then two defensemen, Jacob Bernard Docker, former first rounder. He's 25, but things have not really panned out for him because he's available at 25 years old.
People were a little surprised he wasn't qualified, a qualifying offer on him. Sure, you roll the dice. He's an end of the roster guy.
Uh-huh. And then another defenseman, Ian Mitchell, who kind of shared time between Boston and the minor leagues last year.
None of these are, I mean, James Van Riemsdyk can play on your second power play and play on your third line, but these are not high impact moves.
All right, so first shout out I would like to make is to all the Yzerbots, those that defend Steve Yzerman no matter what. I would like you to talk to me like I talked to Teddy, 3 years old. Explain to me in very basic terms, how could you support this?
Hi, Cookies.
Oh, that's Hi, Cookies. That we got the drop. That was Hi, Cookies. That was Teddy from Bronner's. Hi, Cookies. What is the defense for clearing this salary cap space and then using it on these four guys that you still have? I mean, what do they still have now? $14, $15 million worth of cap space? And every day that goes by, every hour that goes by, your options become less and less because guys either re-sign, they're traded, or they've already signed free agency somewhere else.
Yeah, Gavrikov signed yesterday, 7 years, $7 million. appeared to take a little less to go to New York.
Right. And so, again, give us a call, 248-539-9797. Talk to me like I know nothing of hockey. And maybe you think I don't.
But they do.
And so what is the defense? What is the plan? Because to me, it feels like in this Yzerman part of the rebuild, it feels like we peaked 2 years ago. And that peak was tying for the final wild card spot, and you lost that tie, so you didn't get to play in the postseason. And then last year, it was out with Air Gosh Despair and in with Tarasenko. And were we going into the season last year thinking that that was a better roster than it was the year prior? No, we thought maybe it was a wash or it was a little bit less. And the results said it was a little bit less. Now, you made a coaching change, you went on a little bit of a run, and I don't know how much Todd McClellan will have an effect on this roster. Can just a simple coach take them from an 86-point team to a playoff team? TBD, I don't know. But what am I missing about what path this team is on? What am I missing about this team being better than it was last year, taking a step forward, a step closer to the playoffs? And then for those that are fed up, you're frustrated, you're angry, whatever that feeling is, you're frustrated with Yzerman and the Wings, give us a call and air it out. What are you feeling right now? What is your level of frustration? What is the moves moving forward? Because free agency is not over. Player acquisition does not have to end. And we've talked about it in football all the way up until training camp. The season is not starting tomorrow. What moves can Steve Yzerman make that will make this team better now that free agency, the start of free agency, has come and gone? Trades have been made. There are less players available today than there were yesterday.
Kind of feels like we're in hockey purgatory. I mean, you said it feels like they peaked 2 years ago and are just kind of humming along at the same spot. We're in hockey purgatory.
Well, humming along at the same spot, like,
well, there's no urgency to shake this up. There's certainly not a desire to take risks and get your hands dirty. Steve Yzerman's just humming along. And if his name wasn't Yzerman, he wouldn't be afforded the ability to hum along. So on that front, you are taking advantage of your cachet when you run the team this way. Nobody else could get away with this. He will. And in that standpoint, I'm more, not even angry as much as I am sad. Like, it's just sad. This is a proud franchise. This is a great fan base. There's more demand than there should be for this product, given the lack of results. People are invested in this team in a way that they shouldn't be, given the flatlining that's taken place. But they do care. Mm-hmm. And that's what's sad, is it feels like their level of investment is getting taken advantage of. Because Steve Yzerman can get away with this. Nobody else could or would.
Well, it's for those that are willing to let him get away with it. What's the defense? What is the positives about what we've seen in trades, free agency, about constructing this roster from what we saw last year that fell short of the playoffs to what we expect or hope to see this year? And it's 10 years. This is going on 10 years without being in the postseason. This is 100 years of Red Wings hockey. What is it that I'm missing? What is good about this?
How does it all tie together? If you're someone who's been defending the Yzer plan, you're still on board, please make it make sense. John has questions. I do not have answers. You guys know hockey. We don't. I get the routine. If you don't believe, then you don't know hockey. So please fill in the gaps. But if you're someone who is frustrated, there's always room for you. And we'll talk to both sides of the fan base. James Van Riemsdyk, going to be a big key to helping the Wings win the 2015 Stanley Cup. One problem, it's 2025.
Can we just go with JVR?
JVR is fine. And I think he is, for $1 million, a guy who can help your second power play in your bottom six, fine. They need more than fine at this stage of where we're at. Steve Yzerman's in his seventh season. He's on his third coach. They haven't made the playoffs. They are stalling out. They have a ton of cap space. They traded Tarasenko to create additional cap space. I'm not quite sure for what, because we watched the free agent pool dry up very quickly. We saw one of the big names they were linked to in trades.
Yeah, and all four pickups yesterday were for $1 million or less.
Yeah.
So they still have plenty of cap space. And I'm just wondering, and I know, hey, they can still make a trade. I just don't know. I mean, all your options are drying up.
And who's making that trade? Because part of the why you wanted to make a trade before free agency was to free up cap space. Like if you're another team.
Yeah.
Now that the first big wave of free agency is over, I'm not going to shake loose a star player. There's no way to replace that guy right now.
All right, I'm going to come across as an Iserbot here. I am not an Iserbot.
Okay.
This is absolutely unacceptable. It's been an abomination. I still think he should see out at least this year. But in terms of, I'll be an Iserbot. Yesterday's Van Riemsdyk and the money they spent and getting Tarasenko out. There's been some chatter of Tarasenko being a problem in the locker room. And they could produce relatively the same goal total next year. That's an Iserbot take. In terms of like bigger picture, you say his name or he'd be out. Alavila got 7 years and 7 days. Iserman hasn't had that long. It's getting close.
So you're saying next summer?
Yeah. You know, that's a fact. That's a fact to support that, hey, your owner gave that general manager that amount of time. Let's give him at least the same. I think we would all agree we still think Steve Iserman is probably better at his job than Alavila.
Yes.
So these are... It's sad trying to come up with these takes.
Yeah, it's almost kind of backwards, though, because Avila never should have seen a seventh year. But now
well,
that's
extension.
And now that's the justification for Iserman staying is the mistake that they made previously with the other team. Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
You have to twist words to defend him.
No, and I know, and I think everybody comes from a position of wanting it to work with Iserman, but I think the fan base is fractured now of people who still believe and people who are out.
The other thing is maybe these are his guys. Let him see it through. It's a process. It's the Ken Holland history lesson. It's
right. Holland said 10 years and he got pushback. But I don't even think Ken Holland meant 10 years to make the playoffs. My understanding was 10 years to be in contention. Right? You gut your system. You draft these 18, 20-year-olds. Right? They matriculate through the system. And within 10 years, you're competing for a cup. This year will be 10 years since the Red Wings' last playoff appearance.
But you
Steve's not responsible for all of that. Mm-hmm. Fine. I understand. But this is 7 of the 10. Do you feel like they're a playoff team right now?
I really don't think they are.
Right. So what's going to change? And that's what we keep looking for.
One more defense of why do you still have the money? You made the little moves yesterday that can help you, especially Van Riemsdyk. He can fill the void of Tarasenko and not be a DB in the locker room.
Okay? Sure.
All right. So that's it could be a positive. But you still got money. Maybe a trade's still coming. The Matthew Tkachuk trade didn't happen until July 22nd. Nobody saw it coming. Man, but I'm reaching, right?
He'd have to know. It'd have to be so quiet, and he'd have to know.
Maybe something, you know, the dust settles in Dallas, and Robertson is the guy.
Yeah. Or Kyle Connor begs to come back to the state of Michigan with 1 year left on his deal.
I think the most troubling thing for me right now is that they got money locked up in guys that I'm not sure they should be paying that much.
What do you mean?
Like Larkin.
Oh, he's a steal with this cap.
We just differ.
Okay.
We just differ in opinion on him, and he's the centerpiece.
Yeah, he's going to make half of what like elite centers make in 2 years.
Okay. That's 2 years more. We're going to go. I mean, I think.
My point is, as the cap goes up, having Raymond and Sider and Larkin and DeBrincat and these guys locked into what are going to look like good deals is not a detriment. The issue is, what have you done around them? Because it's cop and comfort, and it's not making wise decisions in free agency.
I think the biggest punch Iserman's taken that he didn't think was coming is I think this roster has stalled out. And I don't think he anticipated that. They have hit a wall in terms of what they can produce with points when he probably thought, oh, we'll go from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, what John said, hey.
Was it 91?
Maybe it was Lalonde that screwed this thing. I don't know.
A guy he hired. You know, it's always all roads lead back to Steve Yzerman because yes. Every player who's on a good or a bad contract, he signed. Every player that's here is because he wants them here. So when the team falls short, he's responsible.
Well, and we hear a lot about the core, right? And the core is good, but the core isn't getting you to the playoffs. You've got to be able to complement that core. And I don't think it's with JVR, John Leonard, Bernard Docker, Ian Mitchell. Like, I just don't think those are the steps, especially when you've created this cap space. Are you just going to go into the season with the rainy day fund? I asked you that yesterday. How much do they need for the rainy day fund? You said, well, maybe $1 million, maybe a couple million dollars.
But no more than that. So what are they going to do with this now $15 million they're sitting on?
And the only other, I mean... I'm not even going to say it because, I mean, maybe you're putting together a war chest for McJesus.
Look, like I said, I don't have any answers. Their blue line right now is a problem. Who is there? Like, is Justin Hall getting promoted to the second pair?
These are answers I don't have.
I know. And we talked about how important it is to put a good defense in front of Gibson because we've seen what can happen, Anaheim, when you don't. I mean, he's very good, but he's not going to make up for a terrible defense. Right now, you got to bite down and take a risk. Like the Gavrikov deal, would you have given him more money? Would he have taken more money?
Well,
the Keandre Miller trade, would you have paid
risk.
Him? Well, there is risk. I mean, if you're going to hand out 7 and 8 year deals at some of the highest
calculated risks,
I know. But he doesn't want to screw it up. I mean, how much of that is this? That he's gone this far down the road that he doesn't want to screw it up by making a rash decision. But where they're at, they need some level of bold action to shake up where they're at.
Okay, so then let's go to next year. All right, and the risks are going to be the same. All right, you're trying to bet on, all right, this is going to pay off for us for, if it's a 7 year deal, for at least five of the seven.
Yeah.
All right, so you have 5 years of good hockey, of trying to figure out a way to get over not just being in the playoffs or being a wild card, but being, you know, one of the top three or being a team that contends for a Stanley Cup. But if you're not willing to take a calculated risk this year or last year or the year before, when's the time right?
Because it feels like he's got like a roadmap in front of him. And on one side, it's Stanley Cup destination. And on the other side is where they are now.
There's no bridge.
How do we connect the dots?
Yeah.
How do we get closer to that? And the answer is wait for Carter Bear to become an NHL player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which will be more than 10 years of Steve Yzerman's tenure by the time we get to that
By the
date.
Time that happens, yeah.
Texter says, what do you mean? You guys wanted a couple defensemen and a couple forwards.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted two guys. They gave us four.
There you go. Derek in Garden City. Derek, where are you at on this?
So I think the thing with the whole Yzer plan, it's double-edged sword, right? We want to see quick results, but I think his deal is long-term, right? He's trying to build for a complete future. And the big issue with that is now he's taking these debt free agent signings and they're turning out to be trash year after year. When we have younger players to promote within, I think that's what slows us down in the terms of rebuilding.
Derek, I would push back that we want it quick. I think Red Wing fans have been incredibly
everyone
patient.
Everyone wants it quick, right? And I think I sit here and watch every single game during the season. You get disappointed towards the end of the year. But I think in the terms of the long run, would you rather see a 3 or 4 year contender run or 1 year run and done? You know, so
I've already waited seven. As far as I see it, like I should be getting the 3 year run already.
I agree.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like if this was Steve's first, second, third year, hell, even his fourth year, you go, hey, took two or three to clear out the clutter. Hockey players don't get promoted for a couple years. We're beyond that point, guys. We've been patient. I don't think anybody should be accused of being impatient in a Red Wing fan capacity.
No, and I just don't understand. Again, maybe there's something big yet to happen today, tomorrow, or before the season starts, but you cleared the cap moments before free agency and a lot of the big trades were going to happen, and then there was nothing.
Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. Adam, would you consider yourself an Iser bot?
No. It was kind of funny. My buddy, the first like half hour into free agency, it was starting yesterday, he goes, Eisman's got to go. And I was like, all right, give him a little bit of time. But yeah, yesterday was a very underwhelming start to free agency, like you said. I mean, he still has moves to make. He still can make moves. But I agree with John. Like, I think we just sold out a couple of years ago. And our roster got worse last offseason. If you remember, he had all his chips in the basket with Stamkos last year. Hence why he lost Perron. Hence why he lost Gostisbehere. I mean, if you bring those guys back, I think the roster is a lot better than what it was this year, in my mind. But he just doesn't want to give term guys. Like, he's not wanting to give those 5, 6, 7, 8 year terms. That I think that's his whole issue. I don't know if that's him or if Chris Illich is, you know, kind of, you know, stalling them out in these contracts, but they got to start opening up these checkbooks with these guys. But as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't make any more moves, I think this opens the door for Pelika and Danielson to make the team right out of training camp.
Potentially. We've seen the hesitancy to do that, though. Even Casper didn't make the club out of camp. I mean, shortly right. thereafter, they got him on the roster, but there was a hesitancy to put him up.
But so is that the answer then? Is that what's going to take this team from, you know, missing the playoffs by 5 points to in the playoffs this coming year? Young players, unproven in the NHL.
They'll take their lumps. It probably doesn't get you in.
So then we're
going to do the whole year 8. Like, I don't think he's ever going to get fired. I don't. So it's sad because I don't think he's operating with any urgency to deliver for this fan base that loves him so much. And I feel like on that level, you're taking advantage of the fact that the fan base loves you so much because you are not. And I don't even say in a hurry. There's no timeline.
Well, that's the question then, because we all work under a timeline. And if there's no timeline, like, what is the expectation? What type of expectation does Steve Yzerman have for his team? I know he's not going to say it to us.
Right, but we don't even see it.
Right, but so that's why there's frustration is when we ask about, hey, do you expect to make the playoffs? And there's this hemming and hawing, and it's a word soup, and then they don't make the playoffs. We ask the same thing. Like, at what point is he going to say, this coming year, I'm going to make moves that I expect us to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, what year? What decade? And I like what Adam said. He goes, he doesn't want to hand out term. That's an honest read of where Steve's at. He said it last year when some of those guys got signed for longer term deals. And to see Keandre Miller get an 8-year deal on the trade, to see Gavrikov get a 7-year deal. These are blue liners that made sense for the Red Wings. It's that Steve doesn't want to pay what the market says they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's going to be people, what's he supposed to do? Steve Yzerman is not a victim. Steve Yzerman is a highly compensated, smart, sharp hockey mind. He is not a victim. If the prices are too high, he needs to adjust to what the market is. He can't be stuck in the Stone Age. You either pay what the price is or you don't. And if you don't, you don't get better. We'll call the Iserbots to the table. Frustrated Wings fans, 248-539-9797. Where are you at with the Iser plan? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.